Tom Gauld's cartoon panels have been described as bleak, minimalist, sweet, and funny. The London-based cartoonist and illustrator draws a weekly cartoon for the Guardian newspaper's book review section and has cracked the U.S. market with regular comic strips in the New York Times Magazine. A new collection of strips from The Guardian called You're All Jealous of My Jetpack will be released in the U.S. on April 30th. Tom joins us via Skype from London. Tom, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, when I read your cartoons, Tom, I'm amazed by how you're able to tell a story or communicate a joke in just a few little panels. Do you ever feel limited by that, by this comic strip format? Or are those confines something like a challenge for you that you enjoy trying to get past?
In all my work, I like restrictions, like the small space and the tight deadline. And within those, it's easier to do something. It's easier than just being told I could do anything, any size. And that smallness of the space, because actually in the book they're printed slightly larger than they are in the newspaper, that has had a real effect on, I suppose, the artwork. It's become quite simple because the artwork in a cartoon needs to be read rather than just looked at. And it also means the jokes have to be quite fast. I can't spend 30 panels telling a story. I have to cut it down to 2 or 6 or 8.
Because you write in the book section of The Guardian, a lot of these do have a somewhat literary theme. It gets a little bit to this relationship between what is often perceived to be lowly arts, comics, or high art, which is classic literature. And your work seems to, let's say, bridge the gulf between the two. Is that what you're doing? Is that a goal?
Yeah, I like to play with the idea of what is highbrow and lowbrow. And probably in the cartoons, the characters who come off worst are the sort of pompous, exactly the sort of people who would dismiss comics and sci-fi as lowbrow.
I'm looking at one now that says, "The street Tom Waits grew up on." And we have left to right Vern's all-night pizza and tattoo, accordion player's graveyard, abandoned clown shoe factory, tomb of the unknown cabbie, St. Frank's hobo orphanage, and illegal umbrella incinerator.
Yeah, I'm a huge Tom Waits fan, so that one was really fun to do. I filled about 2 pages in my notebook with various ideas for buildings on the Tom Waits street.
Tom, you're no doubt aware of this new brand of classic literature, you know, the Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters and Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. You know, I pick up a little bit of that sensibility from your comics. Are geeks these new stewards of classic literature?
I haven't ever read any of those books, but they are almost like something which might have appeared in one of my cartoons. The funny thing is I've done a number of cartoons about Jane Austen, for example, but I only read a Jane Austen novel this year. Although actually I'm a big fan of Charles Dickens, so he appears in more often.
Your previous book was a graphic novel from the perspective of Goliath, the giant and Davy and Goliath, telling the perspective from the one character in history that often gets the rough end of the stick. What was behind that for you?
I suppose it was partly inspired by that he gets such a rough time. I wanted to write a story about a giant just because I thought it would be visually interesting to have this one character who's so much bigger than all the others. And that made me think of the David and Goliath myth. And so I looked it up in the Bible and I did realize that he's barely a character at all, really. He's just a set of measurements, how tall he is and how much his armor weighs and how long his spear is. And I liked the idea of trying to tell his story without negating any of the stuff that happens in the Bible, to kind of weave this other story amongst it. And once you sort of realize that it's not the little boy against the giant, it's the little boy and God, the all-powerful creator of the universe, against the giant, then you feel a little bit sorry for Goliath.
Tom Gauld, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was great.
Tom Gauld, the cartoonist and illustrator. He draws a weekly cartoon for the Guardian newspaper. Is a new book collecting some of those cartoons is called You're All Jealous of My Jetpack. We have much more information on the book at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, Dartmouth professor Charles Whelan discusses his centrist party manifesto when Word of Mouth continues. We'll laugh at that old bloodshot moon in that burgundy sky.
thrown away. Here I miss the shuffle of an overflowing day. Love needs a transfusion, let's shoot it full of wine. Fishing for a good time starts with throwing in your line. We'll laugh at that old bloodshot moon.